are around entrepreneurs, get ready to unlock those superpowers. Today, we're diving into three game-changing strategies for your small business.
Yeah.
Consignment, strategic growth, and the always important collaboration. And guess what? We'll be exploring how these strategies, how they can be supercharged using open source CRM software.
Oh, yeah.
Think of it as like assembling your own Justice League of business tools.
That's a fantastic analogy.
I want to start with this LinkedIn article by David Everett.
Okay.
It's all about how to monetize strategic alliances.
Interesting.
And he really stresses this one question you need to ask before even starting a partnership.
Okay, what's that?
He says, how will this alliance benefit us financially?
That's a really good question.
Right. Like, it seems obvious, but I feel like a lot of companies just jump into partnerships without thinking it through.
Oh, absolutely. I see that all the time.
So he lays out these four main benefits of strategic alliances.
Okay.
Market expansion, shared resources, risk mitigation, and gaining a competitive edge.
Those are all really important.
And he doesn't just talk about it theoretically.
Right.
Remember that article we were looking at from Faster Capital about profit sharing?
Yeah. Was that the one about the car companies?
Yes. Renault and Nissan.
Oh, right, right.
They actually share profits and resources, which helps them save money, become more efficient, and expand their markets.
So it's a win-win for both of them.
Exactly.
It just goes to show strategic alliances. They're not just about feeling good. They can really help you achieve those business goals.
Especially in today's market.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, businesses really need to work together to handle all the changes and complexities.
Yeah, you got to play to each other's strengths.
So in his article, Everett lists out 8 different ways to monetize alliances.
Okay, let's hear them.
He covers everything from joint product development and cross-promotion to licensing IP and even forming joint ventures.
Wow, that's quite a list.
That's like a whole roadmap for making the most of a partnership.
Yeah, I like that.
And what's interesting is that Everett doesn't just focus on revenue when he talks about monetization.
Well, that's interesting.
He also talks a lot about becoming more efficient and saving money.
Okay, so it's not just about bringing in more money. It's also about spending less.
Exactly. And there's this one comment on his article by Ron Hutzel. And he makes a good point about looking at the total financial benefits of an alliance.
Oh, okay.
So that includes saving time and effort, too.
Okay, so it's about the big picture, not just the immediate revenue.
Exactly. Now, you also sent me some stuff about platforms that support micro-businesses and micro-enterprises.
Yeah, I think those are really important.
Have you heard of the Business Ecosystems Network?
Is that the one they call Ben?
Yeah, or BizTalk.
Social. I've seen those names before.
What do you know about them?
Well, from what I've seen, they use kind of a hybrid approach.
Okay.
They combine digital networking with resource sharing and educational opportunities.
So it's not just about connecting online.
No, they do a lot more than that.
Like what?
Well, BizTalk Social has these business listing pages and even like a marketplace where you can sell products and services.
Yeah. Interesting.
And Ben, they give you access to tools, grants, expert advice.
Oh, wow. So it's very hands-on.
Yeah. They're really focused on helping those smaller businesses, especially minority-owned businesses.
Now, they've got that Coded Conversations podcast, right?
Oh, yeah. That one's really cool. It uses AI hosts to explain those complicated business concepts.
I like that it makes it more accessible to everyone.
Exactly. It's all about democratizing that knowledge.
Okay, so we've talked about strategic alliances. Now, let's move on to this other model you sent me some stuff about. Consignment.
Okay, consignment.
It seems like it's becoming popular again.
Oh, yeah, especially with millennials.
Like, it's a classic model that's becoming relevant again.
That's right.
So both Investopedia and Shopify define consignment as this arrangement where one party, the consignor, gives their goods to another party, the consignee, to sell. The consignor still owns the stuff until it's sold.
Right.
And the consignee gets a cut of the sale.
So it can be a win-win for both sides.
Right. The consignor gets more exposure without having to pay for a retail space.
And the consignee, they get to diversify their inventory without spending a lot of money up front.
Exactly. The Inflow Inventory article gives this simple example with an artist named Jane.
Okay. What does Jane do?
So she makes greeting cards and posters. And she consigns them to a local shop.
Okay.
The shop sells them, takes a commission, and gives any unsold items back to Jane.
Makes sense.
But like any business model, there are pros and cons.
Of course.
Inflow Inventory goes into all those details.
Okay, so what are some of the downsides for the consignor?
Well, they might have to wait a while to get paid.
That makes sense.
And there's always a chance their stuff won't sell.
Right.
And for the consignee, they have to manage all that inventory, and they're responsible if anything gets damaged or stolen.
So there's definitely some risk involved.
Yeah. And I was reading the comments on that article.
Oh, yeah. What were people saying?
A lot of people were asking about how to avoid misunderstandings.
Yeah, that's really important.
Like, you need to have a clear agreement between the consignor and consignee.
Absolutely. Transparency is key.
Then you sent me some information about these online platforms like Rebag and The RealReal.
Oh, yeah, those are interesting. They're putting a modern spin on consignment.
So Rebag is all about luxury handbags, and they let you buy and sell in a lot of different ways. And The RealReal, they focus on all kinds of authenticated luxury
So
goods.
it's consignment, but with a digital focus and a high-end feel.
Exactly. It's amazing how technology is changing these traditional models.
Yeah, it really is.
I saw this one comment on the Inflow Inventory article from someone named Chelsea Clark.
What was she asking about?
Well, she was wondering about consignment for made-to-order products.
Interesting.
Like, she's thinking of opening an online jewelry store where the pieces are only made after they're ordered.
Oh, that's a unique situation.
Yeah, the traditional consignment model might not work perfectly there,
Right.
but I think you can still apply the basic principles.
Yeah, you just need a really clear agreement.
Exactly. You need to outline everyone's responsibilities, payment terms, production timelines.
Right, you gotta make sure everyone's on the same page.
Luckily, there are resources out there to help with that.
Like what?
Well, there are websites like Lorina, LegalZoom, and JotForm.
Oh, I've heard of those.
They offer free templates for consignment agreements.
That's really helpful.
So that can help both the consignor and the consignee know what to expect.
Yeah, it can prevent a lot of headaches down the road.
So before we move on, I wanted to touch on this other concept you've been looking at,
Okay, what's that?
business ecosystems.
Ah, yes.
I think it connects to what we've been talking about.
I think so too.
But honestly, I'm not entirely sure what it means in practice.
Okay, well, basically, a business ecosystem, it's like a network of all these different organizations.
Okay.
So that includes suppliers, distributors, customers, even competitors.
Wow, so it's everyone involved.
Yeah, and they all interact and evolve together.
So it's like a web of interconnected businesses.
Exactly. They all depend on each other for success.
Kind of like a natural ecosystem.
Exactly. Like, think about a forest.
Fair.
All the different plants and animals, they depend on each other for survival.
And they all compete for resources too.
Right. So in a business ecosystem, companies can use these relationships to innovate, grow, and succeed together.
So it's about collaboration and competition at the same time.
Right. It's a delicate balance.
This is starting to make more sense now.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
So would you say that platforms like Ben and BizTalk Social are like facilitators within a business ecosystem?
I think that's a great way to put it.
They're connecting all these micro businesses and giving them the resources to thrive.
Exactly. They're helping to create a healthy environment where everyone can succeed.
Wow, this whole concept of business ecosystems is really fascinating.
It is, isn't it?
It's like another layer of understanding how businesses work in today's world.
It's about seeing the bigger picture.
Okay, so we've talked about strategic alliances, business ecosystems, and consignment.
That's a lot of ground to cover.
Maybe we should pause here and continue this discussion in part two.
I think that's a good idea. We've covered a lot of information.
We don't want to overwhelm anyone.
Let's take a break, come back refreshed, and dive into some more of your research.
Doesn't get to me. Hey, everyone. You know, I love connecting with you all through these dives. And it got me thinking, how can we get you more involved in coded conversations?
Yeah, like make it less of a one-way street.
Exactly. So we brainstormed and came up with some really cool ways for you to participate.
And to share your thoughts and support the businesses that make our community thrive.
Okay, so first up, business shoutouts. We all know how important small businesses are, right?
Absolutely. They're the backbone of our local economies.
So Coded Conversations wants to shine a spotlight on them. We're offering free shoutouts to small businesses that love the show.
Free advertising? Who doesn't love that?
Right. It's a win-win. But to snag a shoutout, got to give us a little info. Just the basics. Your name and BizTalk, social username, the name and location of your business, your website, and a short description. Like, what makes your business special?
Keep it snappy, like an elevator pitch.
Totally. And here's the most important part. Tell us why you love listening to Coded Conversations.
I love that it adds a personal touch, right? It makes it more than just an ad read.
Exactly. We want to share your story, your passion for AI, and what resonates with you.
It's like building a connection between the business and the listeners.
Right. Okay, so let's say you've got your business all set up with a shout out. Now you're listening to the show, and bam, your brain is buzzing with questions. What do you do?
That's where our Ask Us Anything segment comes in.
Yes. This is your chance to pick our brains about literally anything related to AI, business, you name it.
It's like having a direct line to experts in the field.
And it's super easy. Just head over to codedconversations.com and you'll see a button to record your question.
Hit that button, speak your mind, and send it our way. Easy peasy.
Our team will carefully listen to every single question.
And we'll choose the most intriguing ones to answer.
We might even feature your question in a future episode.
Or we might answer it directly on our website. Either way, we'll let you know if your question is selected.
It's a great way to get those burning questions answered. And who knows, maybe you'll inspire a whole new episode.
I love it. And it gets me thinking, what other creative ways could podcast listeners engage with their favorite shows?
Yeah, it's definitely something to think about. Like, are there ways to make it even more interactive, more of a two-way conversation?
Maybe live Q&As or polls during episodes.
Ooh, those are cool ideas. Maybe even listener-submitted challenges or case studies.
See, this is what I love about this. Always pushing the boundaries.
Right, and who knows, maybe some of your ideas will become reality. So if you're ready to get involved, head over to codedconversations.com.
That's the place to be. Get your business shout out, submit your burning questions, and join the conversation.
We can't wait to hear from you and maybe even feature you in a future deep dive. Until then, keep those brains buzzing.
And remember, the future is coded by conversations. All right, let's do it. Looks like we are ready to dive into how businesses can team up and make some serious cash.
Yeah, and
consignment's the perfect place to start.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Okay, so before we get ahead of ourselves,
sure,
let's break it down.
Yeah. We've got a lot of great sources to draw on today. We've got articles on open source CRM. We've got documentation from Odoo.
Nice.
Insights from YouTube videos and even, you know, some real world opinions from small business owners on Reddit.
I love that. Okay, so let's unpack the first superpower. Let's unpack consignment.
Okay.
I think this is one where I think a lot of small business owners might be a little hesitant.
Yeah, for sure.
Like what are the benefits and how does it actually work in practice?
So consignment is all about minimizing risk while maximizing opportunity, right? So imagine you own a small clothing boutique, right? Mm. And you want to test out a new line of handcrafted jewelry.
Okay.
But you don't want to make the upfront investment to buy all the stock, right? So with consignment, you partner with the jewelry maker, showcase their pieces in your store,
yeah,
and you only pay them for what actually sells.
So it's like a try before you buy kind of situation, but for businesses.
Exactly.
I love that. You get to see if the product resonates with your customers, but you're not tying up all your capital and inventory that might not move.
Exactly. Exactly. And the beauty of consignment is that it opens up like a world of possibilities, right? You can expand your product offerings, you attract new customers, and you can even build these really valuable partnerships with other businesses.
It's so true. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're probably thinking, okay, keeping track of all those consignment agreements and all that inventory, that just sounds like a logistical nightmare.
I know. It sounds scary, right?
But this is where the right tools come in, right?
Yeah.
We've been talking about open source CRM software, and it turns out platforms like Odoo,
yes,
they actually have specific features designed to make consignment management super easy.
Exactly. Exactly. So Odoo allows you to create separate categories for your consigned inventory, right? It tracks ownership down to the individual item, and it even generates detailed reports on sales and payments owed to your consignment partners.
No more messy spreadsheets.
No more messy spreadsheets.
That's incredible. So Odoo is not only helping you manage your customer relationships, but it's also acting as this central hub for all of your consignment operations.
Exactly.
I mean, it's like having a superhero sidekick who's just like on top of it all.
Absolutely. And here's where it gets even more interesting, right? So Odoo's inventory valuation system, it recognizes that you don't actually own the consigned goods, right? So that means that those items, they aren't counted towards your overall inventory value, which is really crucial for accurate accounting, you know, financial reporting.
Okay, so I'm starting to see the bigger picture here, right? Mm. Consignment isn't just about testing new products. It's also a very strategic way to manage your finances.
Yeah.
And make sure your business is running lean and efficiently.
Absolutely.
But of course, every superhero needs a powerful communication system.
Yes.
And this is where open source CRM really shines. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about how open source CRM can help small businesses streamline their operations and really connect with their customers.
Awesome.
In a meaningful way. So let's break it down to the basics. What exactly is CRM? And why is open source so advantageous especially for small businesses that are just starting out?
Okay, great question. So CRM stands for Customer Relationship Management, and it's all about building and nurturing those vital relationships that really drive your business forward, right? So think of it as a system for organizing all of your interactions with your customers, right? From that initial contact to the sale to the ongoing support.
So instead of having all that customer information like scattered across emails and spreadsheets and sticky notes, you know, and whatever else, everything is centralized in one platform.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And this is where open source CRM software really shines for small businesses, you know, especially those on a tight budget.
Yeah.
Because open source platforms, they're often free or significantly cheaper than proprietary alternatives.
Yeah, that's a huge advantage for entrepreneurs that are just starting out.
Huge advantage.
But isn't open source software, isn't it usually more complicated to use?
You know, not necessarily. There are open source CRM platforms that are specifically designed for ease of use, right? So take HubSpot, for example. It's known for its really user-friendly interface and very intuitive features.
I love HubSpot.
Yeah, it's a great choice for beginners who just want to get up and running quickly.
That's reassuring to hear.
Yeah.
But what if a small business owner wants more customization options,
yeah,
or they have very specific workflow needs?
Right. So that's where platforms like VTiger come in.
Okay.
VTiger offers ultimate customization for businesses that have really unique requirements, right? So think of it as like a superhero gadget that you can build and modify to suit your exact needs, right? You can create custom fields, automate workflows, and you can even integrate with other business tools.
Okay, so it's kind of like you're building your own Batcave, but for managing your customer relationships.
Exactly.
I love that. And speaking of all-in-one solutions, we can't forget about Odoo.
Yes.
Which we mentioned earlier when we were talking about consignment management.
Exactly.
Odoo is truly a powerhouse platform. It combines CRM with this whole suite of business tools, you know, ERP, accounting, inventory management, you name it.
It's the Justice League.
It's like the Justice League of software, all under one roof.
All under one roof, exactly. So with Odoo, small businesses can manage every aspect of their operations from this central hub. They can streamline their workflows, save time, and they can even gain these really valuable insights into their business performance.
It's so powerful. Okay, so we've got consignment for testing new products, for building strategic partnerships. We've got open source CRM for managing customer relationships, for streamlining operations.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about the power of collaboration, because mm-hmm. even superheroes know they can't do it all alone.
That's right. Collaboration is all about leveraging the strengths of others to achieve shared goals, right? Mm-hmm. So for small businesses, this can mean partnering with other entrepreneurs, joining forces with complementary businesses, or even just tapping into the expertise of your local community.
It's so true. Okay, so how can small business owners actually use open source CRM to facilitate collaboration? Give us some real world examples.
Okay, sure. So imagine you've got this local bakery and they want to partner with a nearby coffee shop.
Okay.
Right. To do this special promotion. Right. So they can use their open source CRM system to manage their communication, to share customer data with permission, of course.
Yeah.
And they can even track the success of their joint marketing campaigns. Right.
I love that. And what's even more impressive is that platforms like Odoo, they have these built-in features.
Yes.
Specifically designed for collaboration. Remember that Discuss module we mentioned earlier?
Yes. So Odoo's Discuss module allows businesses to create this dedicated forum for communication with partners, vendors, collaborators, right? Think of it as like a virtual meeting space where you can share updates, brainstorm ideas, resolve issues, and keep everyone on the same page.
Okay, so we've got consignment for testing new products and building those strategic partnerships. We've got open source CRM for managing customer relationships, streamlining those operations.
Yeah, right.
And then we've got collaboration, right, for leveraging the strength of others.
Yes.
To achieve shared goals.
Exactly.
But how do we bring all these superpowers together to create like this truly unstoppable small business?
Ooh, that's the million-dollar question, right? And that's exactly what we'll be exploring in the next part of our deep dive.
Okay, can't wait.
We're going to delve into real-world examples of small businesses that are using these strategies and tools to achieve incredible success. And we'll share some practical tips on how you can implement these superpowers in your own business. So stay tuned.
Okay, I can't wait.
Welcome back to our deep dive into small business superpowers. In the last part, we talked about consignment, strategic growth, and collaboration. Now let's actually see these powers in action. We'll explore real-world examples of small businesses that are using open-source CRM to really level up their game.
Yeah. I love it. It's time to see how these tools are actually transforming businesses out there in the field. I'm particularly curious about VTiger CRM. I know they've got a huge user base and they're known for customization, but what does that actually look like for a small business owner? What are they actually doing with it?
Okay, so let's say you're running a busy online store. You're selling handmade crafts. You've got orders coming in. You've got customer inquiries to answer, inventory to manage.
Yeah.
It can get overwhelming,
Oh,
right?
absolutely. Especially when you're wearing all the hats, in those early stages of your business.
Exactly. So with VTiger, you can tailor the system to fit your unique workflow, right? So imagine setting up automated emails that send personalized order confirmations and shipping updates to your customers, right? You can also create custom fields to track specific details about each product, like the materials used or the artisan who created it.
So instead of juggling multiple spreadsheets and apps, everything is just streamlined right within VTiger.
Exactly. And VTiger's robust inventory management features, they can help you stay on top of your stock levels. You can set up alerts for low stock, you can generate purchase orders automatically, and you can even track the movement of your inventory from your workshop to the customer's doorstep.
I mean, that level of organization, that can be a game changer for a small business.
It is,
It really frees up so much time and mental energy to focus on what you do best, which is, creating amazing products and connecting with your customers.
Absolutely. And speaking of connecting with customers, VTiger has some fantastic tools for managing those relationships, right? So you can track every interaction that you have with your customers, from email exchanges to phone calls to social media mentions, all within a single platform.
It's like you've got this superhero memory, right? For customer details. You can
Exactly.
remember their preferences, their past purchases, even their birthdays.
Exactly, you got it. Now let's shift gears a little bit. Let's talk about Odoo. We mentioned earlier that it's like the Justice League of software. It combines CRM with a whole suite of business tools.
Right. Now, I know from our research that Odoo is really popular with small businesses that want this comprehensive all-in-one solution.
Absolutely. In fact, we came across this Reddit thread where a small IT business owner was actually considering switching from QuickBooks and PandaDoc to Odoo.
Interesting.
And he was spending, get this, he was spending nearly $3,000 a year on those two platforms alone.
Ouch. That's a significant chunk of change for a small business.
It is. And Odoo could potentially handle both of those functions, plus so much more for a fraction of the cost.
I mean, but I imagine there are always concerns when switching to a new system, right? Especially one as robust as Odoo.
Of course. So this business owner in the Reddit thread, he was worried about the learning curve and whether Odoo could really handle all of his specific needs, especially when it came to inventory management, right? He needed to track serial numbers, which his current accounting software didn't do.
Yeah, that's a valid concern. Serial number tracking is really crucial for businesses that are dealing with, electronics or equipment or any kind of high value item.
Absolutely. But Odoo has this proven track record with inventory management, and they even have specific tutorials and documentation on how to set up serial number tracking. Plus, Odoo's modular design, it allows businesses to start with the kind of the basic features and gradually add more as they become more comfortable with the system.
Okay, so it's designed to grow with your business.
Exactly. And remember, the open source community, they're there to support you every step of the way.
That's so important.
So in the Reddit thread, several Odoo users, they shared their positive experiences and offered advice on how to make the transition, right? It's like having a team of mentors cheering you on.
I love that. Okay, so we've seen how VTiger can help a busy online store manage their operations and their customer relationships. And we've explored how Odoo can save a small IT business money and streamline their workflows. Now let's dive into the world of Suite CRM, which is known for its incredible community support and customizable workflows.
So imagine a small nonprofit organization, Right. And they're struggling to manage their donor database
yeah.
and track donations effectively.
Sounds like a perfect use case for Suite CRM.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
So with Suite CRM, this nonprofit can tailor the system to fit their specific workflow, right?
Okay.
They can create custom fields to track donor information, donation amounts, even volunteer hours.
So it's not just about like managing the donations. It's about building those meaningful relationships
exactly.
with their supporters.
Exactly. Suite CRM allows them to segment their donors based on various criteria like donation history or areas of interest.
No.
And this enables them to send targeted communications, personalized thank you messages, and even automate their fundraising campaigns.
Wow. That level of personalization, that can really make a difference in donor engagement and retention.
It really can. It really can. And what's even more impressive is the incredible community support
mm-hmm.
Behind Suite CRM, right? So if this nonprofit ever runs into any issues or has, you know, questions about the software,
yeah.
they can rely on this vibrant Suite CRM community for help.
Yeah, that's amazing.
There are forums, there's documentation, and even professional support services available, right? So it's like having this global network of
yeah.
tech superheroes.
Ready to assist.
Ready to assist, exactly.
Okay, so we've got VTiger handling customer support inventory like a pro.
Yeah.
We've got Odoo streamlining operations and saving money.
Right, yeah.
And we've got Suite CRM. Empowering a nonprofit with this really personalized donor management.
It's amazing.
I mean, it's amazing to see these open source CRM platforms in action.
It's truly inspiring to see how open source CRM is really leveling the playing field for small businesses, right?
Yeah.
Giving them access to these powerful tools that were once only available to large corporations.
It's amazing. And it's not just about the software itself. It's also about the collaborative spirit.
Absolutely.
That comes with embracing open source.
Yeah.
It's about sharing knowledge, supporting each other, and building a community of entrepreneurs that are really passionate about making a difference.
Absolutely. Now, we've seen the amazing things that open source CRM can do.
Right.
But let's be real, there are potential downsides too, right?
Of course.
Every superhero has their kryptonite.
Right, exactly. It's important to acknowledge that open source CRM might not be like the perfect solution
right.
for every business. Right. There are some challenges and limitations to consider. For example, one common concern is the potential lack of official support.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Since you're not paying, you know, a hefty subscription fee to a big software company, you might not have this dedicated support team to call if something goes wrong. Right. However, the open source community often fills that gap.
Okay.
There are forums, there's documentation, and even professional support services available from third-party providers who specialize in open source CRM.
So you might need to be a little more resourceful and proactive when it comes to troubleshooting.
Right.
But it sounds like the support is out there if you know where to look.
Absolutely. And many open source CRM platforms like Odoo, they offer paid support plans for businesses who need that extra level of assurance.
That makes sense. Okay, so support is a consideration, but not necessarily a deal breaker.
Right.
What other challenges should small business owners be aware of?
So another potential hurdle is the learning curve, right?
Okay.
Open source CRM software can be very powerful.
Yeah.
But it can also be complex.
Yeah, especially for those of us who aren't like tech wizards.
Exactly. Exactly. It might take some time and effort to learn how to use the software effectively and customize it to your specific needs, right? So that's why it's really crucial to choose an open source CRM that aligns with your technical skills and resources, right?
Wow.
So if you're a tech savvy entrepreneur, you know, you might relish the challenge of customizing VTiger to fit your unique workflows, right?
Yeah.
But if you're a beginner, you might prefer the user friendliness of HubSpot.
It's all about finding the right tool for the job and being realistic about your own capabilities, I think.
Exactly. And don't underestimate the importance of training and support, right?
Yeah.
A lot of open source CRM providers offer online tutorials, documentation, and even in-person training sessions to help you get up to speed quickly.
Okay.
And plus, there's always that supportive open source community to turn to for help.
Yeah, it's a great resource.
It is.
It sounds like the key to success with open source CRM is to be prepared. to be prepared to invest some time and effort into learning the system and building your support network.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the payoff can be huge, right?
Oh, yeah.
So once you've mastered the basics of your chosen platform, you'll have access to this really powerful tool that can help you streamline your operations, manage your customer relationships, and ultimately, you know, grow your business.
Absolutely. Okay, so we've explored the pros and cons of open source CRM. We've seen it in action.
Yeah.
You know, with real world examples. And even address some potential challenges.
Right.
What's next on our superhero training agenda?
All right. So in the next part, we're gonna deeper into this fascinating world of consignment and how open source CRM can help you master this superpower for risk-free growth.
Right.
We're gonna uncover the secrets of finding the right consignment partners, managing consignment inventory efficiently, and maximizing your profits.
Okay. Hey, everybody, we're doing something a little different.
Yeah.
What we thought would be cool is to actually go beyond just listening to coded conversations.
Yeah, like what if you could actually be a part of the conversation?
Right. So we're going to look at how you could actually engage with the show, share your own experiences, and even get your questions answered.
Because let's be honest, business and AI, these are fields that are constantly evolving. It's hard to stay ahead of the curve.
Totally. And Coded Conversations really seems to get that. They've created some cool ways for their listeners to actually participate.
And we found two that we think are super valuable. The first is all about getting your business featured.
Oh, yeah. They actually encourage listeners to submit what they call a business shout out.
And it's not just a boring old ad read or anything.
No. It's way more engaging than that.
You go to their website, codedconversations.com, and there's a whole section where you can share your story.
Like what makes your business unique? What problems are you solving?
Exactly. And why are you passionate about being part of the Coded Conversations community?
And the best part is they might actually feature your business on an episode.
Imagine that, getting a shout out to their entire audience. Talk about exposure.
Now, the second way to get involved is all about asking questions.
Because let's face it, we all have questions about business and AI.
Especially with how quickly things are changing.
Absolutely. And what's so cool is that Coded Conversations makes it super easy to ask.
You don't even have to write anything down.
Nope. You just head over to codedconversations.com and click on the Leave Us a Message button.
And you can literally record your question right there on the site.
It's like having a direct line to the hosts and their expertise.
And they actually take the time to listen to these questions.
They might answer yours directly on the website or even dedicate a whole segment of a future episode to it.
So you could literally have your question shaping the conversation.
Think about that. Your question could spark insights for other listeners or even lead to new discussions.
It's all about contributing to this collective knowledge pool around business and AI.
And who knows, your question could end up helping tons of other people too.
So what does this all mean for you? It means that CodedConversations.com isn't just a place to listen.
It's a platform to share your story, ask your questions, and really become a part of a community.
A community that's actively shaping the future of business.
It really flips the script on traditional podcasting, you know?
Totally. Instead of just passively listening, you can actively engage and contribute.
And tap into this incredible network of knowledge and expertise.
It's a win-win for everyone involved.
Absolutely. So if you're ready to dive deeper, head over to codedconversations.com.
Who knows? Maybe you'll even hear your voice on the next episode.
And that brings us to our final thought. If you were on Coded Conversations, what question would you ask?
What burning business idea would you want to share with the world?
The door is open. Go for it.
Until next time.
See ya.
We've explored open source CRM, from managing those customer relationships to streamlining operations to even collaborating with other businesses. Now it's time to dive into a superpower that can really level up your business.
Yes.
Consignment.
Consignment is a fantastic way to test new products, expand your inventory, and potentially boost your profits. All without the upfront risk of purchasing stock.
We touched on consignment a little bit earlier, but let's kind of break it down a little further.
Yeah.
Imagine you're a small business owner, you're running a charming little bookstore.
Okay.
Right. You're thinking about adding a line of locally made candles to your shelves.
Okay.
But you're a little hesitant to invest a large sum upfront without knowing if they'll actually sell well alongside your books.
Right. That's the perfect scenario for consignment. You could partner with that local candle maker, display their candles in your store, and you only pay for the candles that actually sell.
Okay.
No upfront investment, no risk of being stuck with unsold inventory.
Sounds like a win-win for both the bookstore and the candle maker.
Absolutely.
But I imagine keeping track of all those consigned items and the sales and the payments, I mean, that could get messy quickly.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And this is where the power of open source CRM really comes in.
Okay.
Remember Odoo, the Justice
Yeah.
League business software?
The Justice League, yes.
Well, Odoo has some incredible features
Yeah.
specifically designed to make consignment management a breeze.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So how does Odoo actually make managing consignment easier?
All right, so let's stick with our bookstore example, right? When you receive those beautiful handcrafted candles from your local artisan, you can easily create a manual receipt in Odoo, right? You just specify that those candles are consigned and belong to the artisan,
Okay.
and Odoo will meticulously track the movement and location of those candles within your inventory.
So it's like having this digital inventory assistant, right, that knows exactly which candles are yours to sell and which ones belong to your consignment partner. No
Exactly.
more second guessing, no more confusion.
Precisely. And here's where it gets even more impressive, right? So Odoo's inventory valuation system, it recognizes that you don't technically own the consigned goods.
Oh, okay.
So that means that those candles, they aren't counted toward your overall inventory value, which is incredibly important for accurate accounting and financial reporting.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. You wouldn't want to like inflate your assets with goods that you don't actually own.
Exactly. And when you sell one of those beautifully scented candles, Odoo, it automatically generates this detailed report.
Okay.
And this report includes the sale, the original consignment agreement term, and most importantly, the amount to the candle maker.
So no more like manually calculating commissions
Oh,
or
yeah.
searching for that, elusive consignment agreement.
Exactly.
It sounds like Odoo just like streamlines that whole process from start to finish.
Absolutely. And this level of organization, not only does it save you time and headaches,
Right?
but it also builds trust and transparency with your consignment partners.
It's a win-win for everyone
Yes, it
involved.
is.
Okay, so Odoo's got like the technical side covered,
Yeah.
but what about the human element, right?
Yeah.
Like, what advice do you have for finding the right consignment partners and really making those partnerships successful?
That's a great question. Finding the right consignment partners, it's like assembling a superhero team, right? You want partners whose products align with your brand, whose values you share, and who are just reliable and professional.
So it's not just about the products themselves. It's also about building those relationships with like-minded businesses.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Think about the types of products your customers are already buying and look for complementary items that could enhance their shopping experience.
Okay.
So our bookstore owner, for example, they might also consider partnering with a local artist to sell handmade bookmarks or greeting cards.
Or a coffee shop, right?
Yeah.
That teams up with a local bakery to offer like fresh pastries.
Exactly.
The possibilities are kind of endless when you start thinking about collaboration.
Absolutely. And once you've identified those potential partners, it's crucial to have clear and concise consignment agreements, right? These agreements should outline the terms of the partnership, including commission rates, payment schedules, and responsibilities for marketing and promotion.
And guess what?
What?
Odoo can help you manage those agreements too.
Of course it can.
Right? You can store those digital copies of your agreements within the system,
Yep.
easily access them when you need them, and even set reminders for important deadlines like payment dates.
That's right. Now let's talk about managing that consignment inventory efficiently.
Okay.
Odoo's inventory management features, they're a true superpower here, right? You can track the movement of consigned goods within your store. You can set up alerts for low stock levels, and you can even generate reports to analyze sales trends and identify your best-selling consigned items.
Imagine using those reports to make data-driven decisions about which consigned items to keep, where ones to discontinue and which ones to order more of, right? You're not relying on guesswork or intuition. You're making smart choices based on real-time data.
That's the beauty of having a system like Odoo, right? It empowers you with the information you need to make strategic decisions that drive your business forward.
It's so powerful. Okay, so we've covered finding the right partners, creating those clear agreements, managing inventory effectively.
Okay.
What about marketing and promotion? How can small businesses like really showcase their consigned items and attract new customers?
That's a crucial part of the equation, right? And you need to treat your consigned items as an integral part of your product offerings. Think about incorporating them into your social media posts, featuring them in your email newsletters, and even creating special displays or promotions within your store.
And don't be afraid to get creative, right? Like maybe our bookstore owner hosts a book signing event featuring a local author, and they showcase those handcrafted candles alongside their latest novel.
Exactly. The key is to collaborate with your consignment partners and create this cohesive marketing strategy that highlights the unique value of their products and resonates with your target audience.
I love that. This has been such an insightful dive into the world of consignment.
It has.
We've learned how Odoo can help you manage inventory, track sales, generate reports, ensure accurate accounting.
Right.
And we've explored the importance of finding the right partners, establishing those clear agreements, and creating that marketing strategy that showcases the value of those consigned goods. Remember, consignment is a powerful tool for small businesses that are looking to test new products, expand their offerings, and potentially boost their profits without the upfront risk.
Yeah.
By embracing this superpower and utilizing those incredible tools available in Odoo, you can really take your business to new heights.
So what are you waiting for? It's time to unleash your entrepreneurial spirit and explore the world of consignment.
Dive into leveling up your small business. We've covered consignment, strategic growth, the magic of collaboration, and the power of open source CRM software.
We've explored real world examples, discussed the pros and cons, and shared some practical tips to help you implement these superpowers in your own business.
Remember, success in business as in life is a journey, not a destination.
Be bold, be creative, and never stop learning and growing.
And most importantly, have fun along the way. It all boils down to this.
Okay.
When done right, consignment is a powerful model for businesses to collaborate, innovate, and create a win-win situation for everyone involved.
I'm definitely feeling inspired and a lot more informed.
Brilliant.
So for you listening out there, what resonated with you the most? Maybe you're thinking of using consignment to launch your own product line or partnering with a shop to expand your inventory.
Definitely.
Whatever it is, remember, we've only just scratched the surface.
Mm-hmm.
The real magic happens when you combine these principles of strategic alliances with the power of digital platforms and tap into the growing demand for conscious consumerism. That's where the real potential lies.
Absolutely.
Good luck on your consignment journey.
Until next time, keep those entrepreneurial superpowers shining.